Hello, and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Our special guest today is President of Glory of Zion International Ministries, Apostle Chuck Pierce. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker. Great to have all of you here with us today.
Yes. Hi there.
We're thrilled to have as our special guest, Apostle Chuck Pierce.
Yes, in the house.
He's the president of Glory of Zion International Ministries. Mm-hmm. He is also the president of Global Spears Incorporated.
Right,
that
north
sounds
of,
spiritual.
North of Dallas. Yeah, it is spiritual.
That's right.
It's biblical.
That's exactly right.
How far away from Dallas?
Yeah, about 35 miles north, right on the interstate, the busiest interstate in the United States,
oh,
35.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Goes all the way from Mexico to Canada.
All the way.
We're right there.
Wow.
That facility, it's about 41 acres.
And oh, my.
Got a lot going on there.
Wow.
Do you have church on Sunday?
We have church on Sunday. I'm not sure people know that we're a church there, but the back of the facility is church. But, you know, we've always been an international ministry, and we're very involved in the community. We work along with the school structure there, teaching. We have about 400 kids that we teach the arts to. Our program starts at 4 when school gets out.
Wow.
And then my wife, of course, is very significant with the community and teaches master's gardeners and horticulture and, you know, master naturalists. So, you know, we're really, really involved there.
Yeah, we love that when you're involved in the community. It's
important.
Oh,
yeah. We just did an incredible thing with I was guest with Morningstar, Rick Joyner and Chris, and it was on education.
Yes.
And what's happening in the education system right now.
It's a big deal.
I sent out yesterday from our church, we have someone on the national school, state school review board.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing. I look at me, I'm a Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
So I was educated in the world, and yet I look back, and one of the things I was sharing is I had such a core built within me because I'd come into the Holy Spirit when I was 18,
mm-hmm.
and the Spirit of God just became my focus. And so even though I've gone through the world Babylon school system, I really, they never were able to influence me wrongly.
That's right.
And I could always stay very clear.
Yeah.
The problem comes when our kids don't have a core structure.
That's right.
And then they go in and you have Babylon building their core and their center.
That's right.
And it becomes a problem.
But it is, and we're seeing it.
And we've got to keep our children centered in Christ. Otherwise, that's the only foundation.
That's right.
And America used to have somewhat of a Christian foundation, and that's slipping away, and it's really breaking my heart.
You know, Jim and Lori and Mondo, all of you guys here, we're warring to see that root restored.
Yes.
And I go back to what God showed me in 2008 on May 31st, he caught me up in the heavens. We were at a big meeting, and he showed me state by state by state where his covenant roots were.
Mm-hmm.
Not every state in America had covenant roots.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I have stayed so focused on is going back along with Dutch Sheets, a friend of mine. And we have been to every state. We've gone back many, many times. We just had an incredible meeting in Kansas that we can talk about just recently in the last few days. And that is so instrumental for our nation.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one coming up in South Carolina that's so instrumental for our nation.
Good.
Talk about Dutch a minute.
Dutch is a man with a burden for a nation.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to describe him. Of course, he's an excellent teacher. He's a theologian. But He's a man that carries a burden for our nation. And I can't say that we have the same call to the nation, but God put us together 30 years ago, so we walk together because my call has always been to the nations worldwide. And yet, at times, the Lord just focuses me in and with... We have two different gifts that synergize together, prophetic and apostolic gift. And they seem to break open territories.
Wow.
Amen.
Listen to the thread of the last few shows. You just talked about states. Lori Ditto was here on the program a few weeks ago, and she shared almost at the end of the program about God showing her the states and how important different states are going to be, because not all the states are going to be the sheep. Here you are talking about the states. Not all states are going to be sheep states. Very important to understand this terminology that is being developed in the thread, because even Rebecca Greenwood talked about the states. There's a threat going on right now. Keep in mind, as you watch this program, listen to every word that every prophet is talking about right now, because there's a thread. And I'm noticing that God wants to focus on the states. Watch where you live. Pray about where you're moving to. Pray about where you're, where God wants you, is one of the words that Rick Joyner mentioned years ago, yet he still hasn't changed that tune. He's still talking about that. And when you talk about the states and how important it's going to be for us as believers to be at the right time, at the right place, I find it interesting, Apostle, that you're talking about states.
Well, it's amazing, because the United States, when the Spirit of the Lord caught me up in 2008, and I've written about this many times, and of course gone to each state and showed each state what they look like from heaven, our nation didn't look the way we think it looks. Every state had in the future a movement of God coming. Now, every state's going to have a move of God. And it looked like a river coming. But, and then certain states had these fiery castles down. And when this movement of God would come through that, they would get seven times brighter, sort of like the furnace in Daniel, book three. And with that, but not every state had those. And I know now that those are the apostolic centers that God will be using. Places like this, Jim. I mean, I'm telling you, we've got to know where the places are that have the message for the future and the anointing for the future. We've got to know where the communication is going to be coming from. That's why a place like this becomes so important for latter days. But every state, every state had thrones of iniquity. And the amazing thing, Lori, that the Lord showed me was two states, 21 states were in covenant. Two states hung in the balance, Florida and California. So before you pray California off in the ocean, it was hanging in the balance. I'm telling you. And it had an evil root, and it had a glory root. And they were contending, and we all know Azusa was there. And I think what happens is we quit contending for what God's purpose is in the future. Florida, before COVID hit, I went, I think it was 18 times to that state in 1 year. And that state shifted so incredibly because of the remnant in that state, the prayers for that state, the prophetic decrees over that state. Now it is probably one of your leading states in America.
And God is going to judge those who have turned their backs on Him. And I believe that that one thing that God cannot tolerate is abortion. And I hate abortion because God hates it. And I believe that God is going to bless, maybe not America overall, because there are going to be some places that I think He's going to judge. But I believe if we turn to God, humble ourselves, pray, stop murdering our babies. Go to do what the Word says. Yeah. The foundation has to be the Word of God, and we're losing that foundation. And without the foundation of the Word of God, there's no hope for America. Mondo, you just came from preaching this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Where were you?
I was in Burlington, Texas, next door to Corinth, Texas.
Yeah.
But I made a little trip on Saturday to go to the border. And as we got to the border in Acuna, Mexico, Pastor Troy Brewer, great man of God, great church. Yeah. Thank you for having me there. He is on the PTL network every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. You can find him on the PTL network. An amazing church, an amazing what they're doing to rescue children.
Amen.
The moment we arrived to the rescue center, five little boys a few hours ago had been rescued from prostitution, from sex rings. And here these little boys.
Yeah.
These little boys thought life was over. Yet the gospel showed up in person.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. This is the true definition that love never fails, love
Thank
never
you.
Gives up.
Amen.
True definition of the church.
Amen.
And I want to tell you something. That home that we were in, where Pastor Troy has really believed in other missions that have been working there already, and he's partnering with them, but across the street was a beautiful home that belonged to the cartels.
Mm.
We went by one of the areas where everyone saw in the news where hundreds of Haitians came in, and they parked themselves at Acuna border between Del Rio and Acuna, Mexico. And I want to tell you something. It is real, the pressure and the oppression in that area. There's a battle over kids. There's a battle over the children. Mm-hmm. And what Pastor Troy does is he goes in there as one of the, you know, pretending he is a trafficker because he looks the part.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes in there and he buys these children. $3,000, $5,000 per child. And here, this is what this man does in his off time and his off days.
That's amazing.
While preaching the gospel, writing books, he takes 3 months off sabbatical, just like Rick Joyner. Yet he doesn't use that time to go to the Bahamas. He goes into the jungles of the Amazon and Colombia and Mexico to go and buy kids to try to rescue one more. And I felt led to go down there to represent this ministry. I didn't even ask for permission, but I just felt the call of God that our ministry will partner just to get the word out.
Amen.
And to be there. And while I'm there, I was asked to preach 3 times a day. And yesterday, preaching 3 times. But I want to tell you something. When it comes to saving children, it doesn't matter how many times I have to preach.
Yeah.
Children are worth every second of it. And he told me to tell you that his greatest moment was to know that Lori's house was set up here to save children. He said, I know where Pastor Jim and Lori's heart is to not only save the children, but also take care of the adults, the older generation.
Mm-hmm.
He said, our job is to save children, but also rescue the older generation and don't let them die. We need the old generation. We need their wisdom. And yet here we are being able to let you know that we got to rescue one more.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
We just had a baby this week. I don't know if we have the pictures. We take pictures of all the babies because we have a great photographer here who helps run the house. And so she takes the pictures of the kids. But we just had
A new baby born
this week.
Yes, at Lori's house. So it's really, you know, they're just so precious. You can't stop. And there's pictures on the wall back there. So far now, it's 51 babies
that have been
rescued.
Two sets of twins this year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Isn't that good?
Wow.
Chuck is the author of many books, including his latest, The King's Signet Ring, Understanding the Significance of God's Covenant with You. Years ago, I studied the covenant, and it really changed my life. I believe that if you understand the covenant, you understand what an amazing God we have who means what he says and says what he means.
Yes. Right.
So Chuck and his wife, Pam, have 6 children, many grandchildren. Do you know how many?
15.
Wow.
15?
Wow.
You almost have as many as we do. We have adopted children, so we're not, that's not quite fair, I guess. But
it's all's fair.
All's fair in love.
Love.
Oh, we're having 2 grandchildren this week.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Two brand new ones.
Yeah, they're on the way.
I'll remember that. I'm warring right now in intercession for the double portion. I think that's what we're on.
It is.
That's
what we said this morning, double portion.
I think if there's something we're on the verge of losing right now, it's that double portion of
right. Yeah.
And I want to see it come forth.
Amen.
It's exciting.
Oh, I'll take that.
Yeah, yes. The double portion.
I need a double portion this year, right?
Yes.
For double my trouble, you know.
We all do.
I had a stroke 2 years ago, and I'm back a little bit here, and I keep going.
That's right.
But I'm just believing for the fulfillment of his call in my life.
Absolutely.
And right up to the time he has for me to go home.
I see that happening. That's really what this is about. Yeah. All of you, this book is not my usual writing. I'll write prophetically and I'll share things like Mondo was saying. I've written back starting in the 90s, things that would be happening in 2026. But that's not what this book is about. The last 2 books I've written with Alan Mubeef, too. He's a doctor and he travels internationally, ministers from Ethiopia. And the last 2 books have been very key. One is on rekindling your altar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're books that are prophetic for each one of us right now.
Yeah.
But this one is for a time such as this, the King's signet ring. I think, Lori, what I don't see that people understand is we are a signet ring he wants to wear.
Wow.
And so if we're going to have to understand the signet ring so we can be the signet ring, that means you are meant to have favor. You are meant to have access.
Yes.
You're meant to walk in authority. You are meant to prosper.
Amen.
And you have to understand that. Religion will try to convince you you're not meant for any of that.
Right. Yes.
And yet, that's what God intended us to walk in. And that's what this book is about, you know, and you can go look at Ruth, you can look at Joshua, you can look at Esther, of course, and then the prophetic word from Haggai saying there will come times when nations will be signets.
Yes, wow.
So good.
But understanding the significance of God's covenant with you is the subtitle of this book, and that is an important subject. In March of this year, you gave a prophetic word based in Daniel 7, and in that word you said that this is a time of reseeding.
Absolutely.
What does that mean?
Well, I think we're in a plowing up time, Jim. I think nations are being plowed up. I saw the harvest scythe of heaven go across a couple of years ago, and then I saw when that happened, heaven started shifting. See, the very decade we're living in is a decade of warfare. And it's linked with what's called, in Hebrew, pay. It's the pay decade.
Mm-hmm.
It's linked with Passover.
Mm-hmm.
It's linked with Pentecost. It's linked with moving forward. It means the voice. It means to speak forth.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's also linked with great warfare because nations are in the valley of decision.
Yes.
And we're seeing that so happen right now with warfare. And so to do that, remember, the king had to give his signet ring. Esther couldn't just go in and gain favor from him. And I think this is something the body of Christ didn't understand.
Good.
We can't just gain favor. We can't just gain access. Mm-hmm. She gained favor. She gained access, but she had to develop a strategy and also had to, he had already signed a decree. Mm-hmm. And he gave her a decree that said, you'll have to go to war to overthrow that decree that I've already issued. Mm-hmm. That's where we are. The enemy has issued so many decrees against this nation.
Right.
And yet God is saying, I'm going to have a remnant that will go to war.
Yes.
They'll rise up. They'll have my voice. They'll say what they need to say. They'll move in God's timing. They'll move it with me. And they will walk in timing, and they will have the strategy to triumph instead of the enemy triumph.
Absolutely.
Amen.
It's all about
Amen. You have said that believers must frame their boundaries by faith. Can you explain that?
Well, the world is framed by faith. And the Word of God says in Acts 17, you've been predetermined your time and your place. See, I think we think faith is just some emotional expression. Faith works out of time and place. When you're at the right place at the right time inside the boundaries God gives you, you're going to be able to express faith. And just as he told Joshua, every place you step in those boundaries, the glory begins to come into the earth realm. And I think we've forgotten that. We have to understand the boundaries we're in. When God made covenant with Abraham, Jim, I think you'll remember this. When he made covenant with Abraham, he said, now, in these boundaries, I'm giving you this site, this site, this site, this site, this site, this site, this site. When God aligned himself with each one of us, the promise he gives us already has our enemies within it.
Wow.
Just like all of Abraham's enemies were right there in his promise.
Yeah.
And he said, you're going to overthrow those enemies and I'll transfer all their wealth over to you.
Yes, praise God. That's right.
Amen.
That's biblical. That's right there.
Totally. It's right there. It's covenant.
It really is.
Wow.
It's exciting.
Do you all understand covenant? Have you heard much preaching on covenant? Covenant is powerful.
Yeah. Mm.
God's, it's a covenant with God. When God makes a covenant, it's for real. Yeah. It's forever. That's
the
kind of covenant.
Look at you. God made a covenant with you.
Yeah.
You've gone through all sorts of things. But the thing about covenant is when you make covenant, when you cut covenant, God's actually saying, Jim, you might be going through all these wars, but now because I'm in covenant with you, I'm going to battle with you.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, we want him on our side.
Yeah. Me too.
Right now,
Amen.
Like never before,
That's
we
right.
want him on our
Amen.
Side.
Yeah.
Amen.
Like
wow.
never before. That's right on.
Early this year, you spoke a message on Deuteronomy 20 and how it speaks of the laws of the war. Mark Biltz was with us recently and had this to say about this coming season. Let's watch, and then I'm going to ask you about it.
Great.
Look at the financial disasters. As I had said, every 7 years was to be an economic reset, which is what our bankruptcy laws are based on. Well, look at this. In 1973, the year of Jubilee, we have a big stock market crash, okay? And that caused a bear market between 73 and 74. Then look at 1987, 88. Again, on this slide, you'll see the stock market crashed again in 1987, as well as in 2008. We go to 2001 when the terrorist attack took place. That also was the first year of a Shemitah cycle. And we lost $1.4 trillion in value. And then 2008, obviously, we already mentioned. And then here comes 2015, 2016, and we had $2 trillion erased from the U.S. stock market in just 6 days. Well, guess what? Here we are now about to come to 2022, 2023, and I really believe, since this is the year of Jubilee, we are ready to face the mother of all economic crashes this fall, as well as potential war.
Say that again. Say that again. Did I get you right?
I think this fall, there could be a major economic worldwide crash and a war take place in the Middle East. And we see all of that brewing right now as we speak.
Wow.
Mondo, what did he say about this fall? Not just...
The mother of all collapse. I mean, that's huge.
He believes tribulation could begin.
Yes.
In this fall. In the dates and the times. And he's the calendar man. And if you don't have a Hebrew calendar, we have them in stock right now. They're all in stock. And you can order this and get it. Is fabulous because
it's God's calendar. It's His timing. It's right. God. This is all about God.
I got
God's
my first
timing.
Calendar when I was in prison, and I learned more from this calendar, I think, than I did going to Bible school. Yes. I mean, there was so much. And this is what He's teaching us from this calendar. Right. If you want to see these dates, you can get one for
$20? For a $20 donation, that includes shipping and handling. This is Mark Belt's new Shemitah Jubilee 2022 to 2023 Hebrew calendar that's available right now.
Well, the good thing about that, see, when you're talking about covenant, you have to understand three dynamics of time with covenant. You have to understand Shabbat.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have an understanding of first fruits.
Yeah.
Then you have to have an understanding of feast time.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, the whole Word of God is written around that. And that's one of the things that I think in modern culture, we lost the understanding of faith in time. Mm-hmm. And so without understanding that, you're not going to prosper at the level, because God's intent is for us to move from blessing to blessing to blessing till blessing overtakes us. And you can't do that if you don't stay in timing.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage you, this will help you stay in an understanding of time.
It really will. It's amazing.
Chuck, are we in a season of war?
It's one of the worst conflict seasons we've been in. Now, many of you know that my background was working with China some in the 80s and into the Soviet bloc countries. And here's the thing, you know, when you've got a different worldview, you see things differently.
True.
And one of the books I wrote that Mondo and I were talking about earlier, God visited me and showed me China every decade starting in 86, and how China would be by 2026 the most dominant financial ruler of the world. Well, now notice what's happened. Mm. And I got lots of flack for that, because China wasn't even on the scene then.
No,
you know, they were some nation way over there, communist nation that nobody touched or saw. But every decade, you would see it become very prominent. Now, I want to say to you out there, by 2026, we're going to have to understand how we are changing greatly throughout the world and how the financial rule is changing. China and in Passover prophecies, I wrote about this. China and Russia both now have shifted into an aligned currency together based on their gold structure. And America, you know, America doesn't like to play second fiddle to people. So we're seeing this major conflict rising up, but yet I'm not sure that we are not moving behind in some areas of understanding as a people. So why the book of Daniel becomes so important, Daniel 7, like you asked me about, is Daniel 7 really is what we're living through, because in the third or fourth verse of that chapter, it talks about how the eagle and the lion, and the eagle gets plucked, and then he stands up like a man. Our biggest danger in this nation is becoming a humanistic thinking nation.
That's right.
And walking like a man instead of walking like a supernatural, godly saint that he intended us
to
be.
That's the truth.
Wow.
Amen.
And what about this? What about, what you said is pretty amazing that, 2026, China would be the dominant economic force. The thing that's driving me crazy is how they're buying up so much land. They're buying up so much land in the United States, and they're buying military bases.
Tried to own every port, tried to own the military bases, and some way or another, mammon. Now, this is what I want to say about the economic structure. We must be a people, a kingdom people, who understands how the God of mammon works. Now, I went into a big deal with a theological deal with the one publisher because they said, well, it's just money. I said, no, it's not money. It is the God of mammon. Yeah. There is a God mammon structure that influences us, gains rule, and begins to sacrifice. We get back to the sacrifice issue. And God is saying, I want my saintly people to rise up as a remnant that are more shrewd than the enemy's plan.
That's right.
Can I say something with breaking news right now? Let me read you the headline. This is incredible as you're talking about China. The headline is, she's going, meaning
Pelosi's
going to China. China military warning.
Taiwan.
China military warning. Taiwan ready for conflict.
This is happening while we're taping this show.
Absolutely.
And so it'll be old news to some people.
Old news by the time you get this. But we're watching the Chinese move into territory like never before, being bold like never before. When we find out that China's buying most of the farmland in Africa, that should worry you. They're buying farmland by the acres.
Yeah.
By the
billions
acres
of dollars
in
worth
Europe.
Of land in the United States.
We love the Chinese people. We love the church there. I've been involved with the underground church there for years and years.
Yeah.
And all those leaders, we have video of that and all what's going on. They're the strongest church, but the governmental rule, we have to understand that governmental rule is very dangerous, and we align with it. See, here comes covenant. See, you're going to align with somebody.
That's right.
And if you make an alignment, remember, that's how Josiah got killed. And so many of the kings got killed. They made wrong alignments. They were godly kings and made wrong alignments. That's what you're going to find happen with nations. They are godly nations, and they make wrong alignments. We are still one of the best godly fearing nations on earth, but we are making wrong covenantal alignments, and every time we do we lose our blessings. I decree that the blessings of God will come back to this nation.
Yes,
and we will have authority that is shrewd.
Yes, Father, yes.
And break those alliances with the evil. Chuck, you said that covenant of our nation is changing. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's very similar to what I was just saying. We're becoming humanistic in our thinking process, and we're losing the spiritual drive behind our covenant and the spiritual life behind our covenant. See, reality is when you worship in spirit and truth. A lot of people will just study the word and they get off track. Now, I'm going to say that. They get totally off track. They get legalistic because they don't have the spirit. One thing I love about a ministry like this, they've always had word and spirit. Without word and spirit, you're not in true worship and you don't have reality of what God's saying. Our nation is moving away from the word, but it's moving further away from the spirit.
Yes.
And church, now let me say this. I loved what our brother said there about every 7 years, the church goes into a new wineskin.
Right.
And we will just settle down in some old wineskin from the last 7 years. Mm-hmm. And once we do that, we're not building for the future. Matthew 16 says, when Jesus prophesied to us, said, Peter, upon this rock of revelation, I'll build my church. Then I'll give you the keys to unlock the kingdom. We are in a season of building this year. We start building this year for the next 7 years. Back to that financial question. If we don't shift and get shrewd by September of this year, we're going to lose some of the resource necessary to build for our future. The good thing about God and us being God's kids is we will do exploits. We'll be able to take resources. We'll be able to create new ways of communication. We'll be able to do everything, but we've got to shift this year, because in this year, this is the year to start building for your future in a war season. I loose that over all of us right now.
Yes. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Wow. You know what I love about this book?
Want everybody to order it right now.
I want everybody to order it.
There.
It's $25 to the ministry for one book, including shipping and handling, or better yet, go with the friends and family offer, get three. And so many people need to understand this principle about the signet rings. But here in chapter two, and this is what's in all the chapters, but this is the seal for commitment and covenant. We're talking about that right now, covenant. And you talk about all the different covenant types of covenants in the Bible. And you go through them all. It's just amazing to read them. And then at the end, at the very end of each chapter, you have the a signet ring decrees. Just like, so Chuck, what he does, he decrees it. So you read it, you study about it, and then like this one says, in Jesus' name, I decree that I receive the seal of the Holy Spirit on my life. I welcome your presence daily. I walk in your authority here on earth. I receive the restoration of your promises. I choose to live for your glory. And that's the decree.
Totally.
Over. And so it's so important to make those decrees.
You know, Jim, another way to answer your question that you were saying, see, when we're talking about the signet ring, Lori's saying,
the signet ring.
See, we have a seal on us.
Yeah.
And when we transfer our life and the Spirit of God enters us and we come alive and His blood is flowing by His Spirit through our blood, the enemy can read that signet on you.
Right.
That enemy knows you have authority.
Yes. Yes.
And then the enemy knows, if I don't remove that authority some way from you, you will eventually thwart my plan of recovery. See, because you've got to understand about the devil. He's trying to recover all that he fell from heaven and covered over. What we're doing by revelation, see, the word cover over is occult. The word revelation is you pull the covers off.
That's it.
And God's saying, I'm making a revelatory people that's going to pull the covers off the enemy, and he's not going to be able to recover the things he wants to keep.
Let's talk a little bit more about the signet ring.
Excellent. Yeah.
What it symbolizes and why that the signet ring is relevant for current times.
Mm-hmm. Well, the signet ring symbolized authority. Mm-hmm. I'm sure all of you out there, you've received an envelope and it's got that signet seal from somebody, whether it's a wedding or something.
Yeah.
That's a seal of authority. Mm-hmm. And we each have an authority. I have one thing left from my family. My family had a lot, went through a lot. I've written books on it, lost a lot. And when I was 18, the Lord said, you can recover all. The only thing I have left from my family inheritance is the brand. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same principle. I have that brand. It hangs on the P-Bar Ranch. It hangs on my wall behind me. Now, Daniel and Amber recently bought, when they came back from Israel, bought land in Israel. From Israel, they bought land in Oklahoma. Now, the one thing I want to pass on to my kids is that brand. Mm-hmm. See? Yeah. So they carry on that brand and that signet that says authority to prosper in the land.
Amen.
That's what the signet ring does for you.
Yes.
Your signet, who you are, your testimony, what you are, how you overcome and how you are formed,
yes,
becomes a signet. And the minute you walk in a room, the enemy knows you're carrying authority.
That's right.
That is who we are. We are a signet,
yes,
ring. We wear a signet ring. I've got two on right now.
Yes.
We wear signet rings, which identify us, and our identity right now is so important.
Yes.
And if we're losing one thing as a nation, it's the identity of what we were about.
Wow.
Is a signet like a seal?
Yeah, it's a seal. It's a seal. You've got that seal that you put that wax down.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
stick
put
that ring down.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's
it is unique.
Right there. Yeah.
You are unique.
Right.
Every one of you are unique.
Right.
And yet the signet shows mm-hmm. who you're connected with, too.
Wow.
So if someone sees it, they say that person's unique. They've got a unique authority, just like you. You've got a unique favor. You've got a unique access, and you can go to war and take back what the enemy took from
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Right on.
Wow.
So that signet ring you're talking about, and I know a lot of people kind of figure out what the signet ring said, but that goes way back.
Way back.
To ancient time.
Way
Jesus
back.
Jesus time. And what authority does a signet ring give
it
as a sign of a covenant?
Listen, when you have a signet stamp, you have the backing of that signet stamp to go in and recover all. See, let's think about Esther. She went in and risked her life to go into the king. And she gained access. She gained favor. He extended his staff to her. But now, remember, he had already made this deceitful decree that Haman had tricked him into and signed it with his signet ring. He couldn't just overturn that. That signet sealed what was going to happen. So what Esther did was, he said, I'll give you up to half of the kingdom. What do you want me to do? She said, come to my party.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think that's another thing that's what's wrong with the church. We don't party enough. I mean, people look at us and say, I don't want to go to that party. She said, come to my party.
Mm-hmm.
She got there. Bring Haman with you.
Yeah, she did.
I'll set that's a table right. before your enemies. This is what Psalms 23 says.
Yeah.
Right there. And then once she defeated the ruler behind that false covenant,
mm-hmm.
he then said, but I just can't remove this decree. I'm going to have to give you another signet that allows you and your people to go to war against this decree that's been set against you. That's what we have. God is saying to us right now, I have given you a signet to go to war, to overturn that which is trying to wipe out your inheritance for the future. I have an inheritance for you. I have a portion for each one of you, personally, corporately, territorially, nationally, and generationally. I am ready for you to go to war now and overturn the enemy's plan.
He gives us his divine favor.
It's our favor. It's just why we had this incredible meeting in Kansas on Friday night, because I'd given a word in 2019 that Roe versus Wade would be overturned.
Yes.
And they had that word. We were watching after that word. When that happened, in that word, it said Kansas then, I had a dream actually, and Kansas states were turning red. Now, I considered that not political. I considered it the blood of the Lord was coming in. Yeah. God's covenant plan was coming back in the states. And when Kansas would try to turn red, someone would make a decree. A gavel would come down and make a decree against them. Mm-hmm. Now, this is how incredible that word was. When they uncovered that word, just like they did in the book of Daniel, it says there that Kansas, we had to watch Kansas. Kansas then, in 3 weeks, pulled together. It was a major meeting Friday night. And they pulled together. They are the first state that will be voting on the abortion issue since Roe versus Wade.
Yes.
And for us, it was so important. We went and had an atmospheric meeting where we could decree that the atmosphere would change. Yes. This vote would be changed. Because if Kansas, even the ambassador, Ambassador Brownback, flew in for the meeting and came to the meeting. If this vote shifts right, what it does is it causes the proper restraints to be put against the abuse of a generation to come.
Yes.
Now, I'm all for women having every choice they want. I'm always for that. I think we're free to make decisions. But once that heart beats,
right.
Only God can make a heartbeat.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen. Once that heart beats and you start putting that heart out, just if I did that to you right now, you've got some issues on your hand with the Lord. Yeah. We have some issues on our hand in this nation, but I am telling you, this nation is starting to shift again.
Yes.
Let's thank God for that.
Yeah. Praise
That's
God.
Good news.
Amen.
That's the good news.
Yeah.
God showed you that this was going to happen.
In 2019, he showed me that a peculiar thing that the Lord does with me is it's not out of understanding, it's by revelation. He said, this will happen, now you watch Kansas, because then they become, it's like putting a strategic plan together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You watch Kansas, because I'll have to have a team go there and start praying. I know that's very unusual for a lot of people, but that's just how God's used me through my life.
Amen.
And
I love it.
So, you know, I'm at peace with the Lord and with the gift he made in me.
Yes.
And I'm not upset when people don't understand my gift. Because this is how I want to summarize it. We're in a war of faith.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gift of faith that people have. But my life seems to be the war effect, where I have to take a plan, I have to take an assignment, and I have to war it through step by step. And once all the steps are warred through, we see God break through in a new way.
Amen.
I decree right now, any war of faith you're in out there, you're going to get your next piece of revelation to overcome the enemy.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
So be it.
Amen.
Accept it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, my. I've got so much to do before I go to heaven. I just...
Well, you know, and you're just talking about Esther, and I love what you say in the book here, just this one little part. Yeah, there's a whole section about Esther and how she went before the king and all that, but you said here, the Lord blessed Esther, not only with beauty, great favor, and determination, but also with a divine strategy to save her nation.
Amen.
Remember,
and that's what you're talking about.
Remember what the king said to her was, Haman's got 9 sons.
Yeah.
And they live in these 9 provinces. You're going to have a plan to take each son out of their rulership of each province. There's our states, people, in America.
Mm-hmm.
That's our nations throughout the world. You have to know the rulers that's trying to stop God's covenant plan from coming forth.
That's it.
Right.
And what did she say? We all know what she said. She said, and if I perish, I
perish.
Wow.
And that's That's called a fighting, warring
she had
spirit.
A fighting, yes. Warring.
Yes.
And thank God for Queen Esther. Just thank the Lord. And then you also talk about Ruth in here. And if it wasn't for, I mean, it's just, it's beautiful how you talk about Ruth because of her obedience, because of everything she did.
We'll start there tomorrow. We'll start tomorrow.
Where would Jesus come from?
We'll start with Ruth tomorrow.
Lori loves these women.
I do.
She loves them.
She does.
I love these women.
She just went right to it in your book.
I love it. Women are on the rise right now.
Yes, they are. In a big way.
Wow. Well, we want you to get the book.
Everyone
to have this book. It is really important to you to have it, to understand God's covenant with you. When God gives you his signet rings, a seal, that's a seal that God only could break. Mm-hmm. So it's important. It's so important. Mm-hmm. And I want you to get your book. You get one book for a $25 gift to help us stay on the air, and you can get three of the books.
Yes.
For $55.
Yes.
And so that's a good buy as well.
And we have 13. I just looked down and saw
this. Baker's Dozen.
Wait.
That's right. Baker's Dozen for a donation of $200 to the ministry.
Excellent.
That includes the shipping and handling as
well. That's for the missionaries out there.
Yes.
You want something already written to put into people's hands.
That's right.
This is a great book already written as a ministry.
Amen. Yes, they can call right now, 1-888-988-1588. And Mom, I wrote it down right here. As you guys were ministering and preaching, I felt like the Lord was saying, there's many who are watching right now. And he said, ask of me, what is your situation? I wrote it on my paper. What is your situation? For those of you who are watching right now, that you are needing a divine strategy. The Lord says, ask of me and I will give you wisdom. I will give you strategy. And so that's my prayer for you today, for all of us. I know I'm asking God that right now for our ministry. Lord, give us divine strategy to overcome, because he has already overcome. And
Amen.
I love, this is strategy. This is what the Lord is doing right now. He's downloading, he's giving divine strategy. And we're here, we provide the voice of the prophets platform to share, to prepare us for these warring stages that we're in, because we will overcome, but we must first be prepared. Know how, Lord, what is it, the strategies that you want to give us? You can order one of the books today for a donation of $25 to the ministry, or better yet, our friends and family offer. That's for a donation of $55. Remember, every time you call, every time you give, you're helping us to stay on the air and to bring the voice of the prophets into your home.
Yes.
I believe the most important thing is to have, in the flesh, is to have water and food in your survival stuff, and to know how you're going to feed your family, how you're going to have plenty to drink.
Yes, amen.
You need water. Mm-hmm. I got word a few hours ago that one of our friends has stopped drinking and eating. Well, you know, you can stop eating for few days, but water, you have to have water probably every 3 days at least. You need water, and if you're going to stay alive.
Yes.
And so you must have water, and we have a special offer of six.
We do.
Of
that's
these
right.
Complete. This is the super survival.
This is the that's
water
right. The survival
bottle.
Extreme. So we've been waiting for a couple months to get these back in stock, and so we have them available right now. This is the original. I say it's the original and the best one for survival moments. This also helps to, if you have that, Dad, you always talk about it. If you have water where there's such contaminant in the water, and we're watching this, Mondo, in the news right now, there is truly a crisis in our nation when it comes to the drinking sources of our water. And this technology was given to Carl Palmer with Seychelles, who then brought it to our platform to help you be prepared. We have one of the bottles available right now. They're in stock for a donation of $45 to the ministry. It includes shipping and handling. Or, Dad, as you've mentioned, we have six of the bottles available for a donation of $185 to the ministry. That includes shipping and handling.
Right now, with flooding and you know, you can take flood water and put it in this bottle and
absolutely,
drink it.
Absolutely, yes.
We have these in stock right now, but they won't be for long. So order it now before it's too late, because it's like the food we can hardly get anymore.
Right.
Yeah. It's just a shortage. They just don't have enough to produce the food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we did our Christmas offers.
Yes.
That we're putting on sale, and we're doing them mm-hmm. just to help us get caught up.
Yes, that's right. And right now, what we're doing is you can go to our website, jimbakershow.com. We have an entire warehouse sale happening right now. And Dad, you've been teaching us and preparing us and telling us to get ready. Get ready for the times that we're living in. And so we do have health and wellness products that are on sale that will help you. Some of the favorites that we've had on the broadcast. We have more of the Seychelles products on sale right now, along with Christmas items. We have nativity scenes, items for your children, your grandchildren. So they can go to our website, jimbakershow.com. You can see all the offers that we have available. And this is a way that you can help support our ministry here at Morningside in the Voice of the Prophets.
Amen. Our time's gone for today. Don't miss tomorrow's program, Day 2 with Chuck Pierce.
Yes. Amen.
You're going to have a great time. Don't forget, if you didn't order the calendar during the show, you can get the Hebrew calendar, brand new. This is the brand new, just out last week. And it goes
16 months. Yes.
And so for a gift of $20,
that's right. Yes.
You get this calendar. And it just helps me learn about the scripture, I think, more than anything else, is to have the Hebrew calendar. Well, we have to go, and we want you to be sure to join our monthly clubs.
Yes.
If you haven't been a monthly partner, the only way that I know that our ministry is even going to be able to stay on the air through Christmas is to be able to have some people that will say, I'm going to give a gift every single month. Yes. And you can give $1 a day, which is $30 a month.
Yes.
Or you can give $50 a month. You could give $100
a
month.
Right.
But those monthly partners,
yes,
is what's going to, it's just, spread that giving around, mm-hmm. and no one's unduly burdened. So it's something that we can all do. So pray about being a monthly partner today. That dollar a day is $30 a month. And when you join that club, mm-hmm. you receive unbelievable, just hundreds of sermons and messages and behind the scenes interviews,
yes,
with people in behind the scenes in the green,
yes,
room, and old sermons, but good ones. I mean, just powerful stuff.
Yes.
You're going to love it. I mean, it's something that's not available anywhere else. Our time's gone, I believe, so I have to say goodbye for today. Remember that God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today. Thanks, Chuck Pierce, for being with us.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.